Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Scoble.
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
So I just saw you posted something about the Kindle.
Yeah.
And I thought, you have a Kindle, I have a Kindle, and everybody's dissing the new Kindle, but I don't get it. I think it's a good idea. What do you think?
That the bigger Kindle is a good idea, or the smaller?
Yeah, the bigger Kindle. Yeah.
I sort of want one, but it still doesn't have a color screen on it, right? It still has the e-ink screen.
I don't know. Does it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it still has the black and white e-ink screen, right, which makes it last forever on battery life and stuff like that. But I have a use case that I want, something like that for hanging on the wall, so I can put, Twitter and friend feed and SkyGrid and all this new real-time stuff up on the
wall. That would be cool. That would be very cool. But, I don't know why, guys. I don't know if, Ohm sort of pissed on it, and M.G. Siegler at TechCrunch did, and I think these guys are jumping to the totally wrong conclusion. I mean, it might be an example of the media guys actually having kind of a creative idea, which is what I've been asking them to do for forever. It's like, you guys love the news. Well, how about, doing something new with the news?
Yeah.
And, I use the Kindle, and it's a borderline thing for me, and because I think the screen's too small, honestly. And
it's pretty tough to envision having a satisfactory newspaper-style experience on it, on the small
one. I do, though. You see, that's the thing. I absolutely do have a satisfactory news-type experience on it. It's, in many ways, it's better than reading the paper. And so I could see that it might just totally tip the scale in the other direction. It all of a sudden might become really, really usable,
Yeah. I certainly want to try the larger one. I love the smaller one. I bought it for, I bought it for a use case where I can't use computers. I live right near the beach, and I want to go down to the beach and read a book or something like that, and I can't do that on my existing notebook. And I can just hear people going, well, why don't you take a paperback down there? Well, some of the books I get now are,
Well, that's not what guys like you and me do, Scoble. We bring computers.
Yeah, that's true, too. But I also buy it for when I'm on planes, and right now I'm going into a travel-heavy schedule, and I'm on planes a lot, and I want to read a book or a magazine or something like that. I could take a book along, but I like having a little variety. I have 5 books on the Kindle right now that I haven't even read, and that way I can have those 5 books and
but
go through
think
them.
About this, though. The Kindle can receive news instantaneously.
Yeah.
Your newspaper can't do that.
Right.
When you carry a Kindle with you, you're getting a piece of electronics that communicates. I mean, it's a world of difference, And to people saying, you should just carry a book with you, I've been having people say shit like that to me since the mid-70s,
Yeah.
And back then, I was doing the things that, everybody takes John Palfrey, my former boss at Harvard, wrote a book called about the digital natives, And these kids are growing up doing the things that people used to give me shit about doing. So you know what? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
We got to do these things.
I think they don't understand that this expands the ability to use books in different places. I'm not going to carry 4 heavy books on the plane.
No,
I'm just
that's
not
right.
going to do that.
I haven't done that in years.
It's the one nice thing about the small Kindle versus the bigger Kindle is it fits in the back pocket of my backpack, and I don't even notice it's there, so I just keep it there, If I had a bigger one, now it becomes more like a laptop-style thing. I have to actually figure out how to fit it into a backpack or whatnot. So that'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see if it actually takes away anybody from using a laptop or a netbook or something like that.
I don't think it can. I think that's the cool thing about Kindles. This new Walkman I've got, which is absolutely tiny. It costs nothing to carry it. And, so devices like that, and netbooks are almost like that, They're almost at the point, and certainly an iPhone costs nothing to carry. And so, all right, so it doesn't add anything to your load. you know, I think the Kindle gets in the backpack. You know, the only concern I have about it is I'll forget it's there, you know. I mean, in a way, I'm glad that Amazon is doing this. I'm glad that the newspapers are doing it. What I would say to the tech analysts that write about this stuff is that there's a process to the development of technology. And so even if this one doesn't hit the sweet spot, we're still going to learn a lot from it, you know. And so it's worth doing if only for that. And I don't like seeing people go negative on it. So I sort of got the idea from reading your post on FriendFeed that you were thinking about this stuff the same way I was. And I didn't want to write a blog post saying, you know, these guys are all too negative because, you know, they don't listen to me, you know. But, you know, well, as we know, you've become sentient, though. I heard that you have actually become sentient. So I figured I'd talk to Phil and find out what this new sentience is all about, you know.
I don't know about that. One thing I like about the Kindle is it's so thin, and it's really an attractive package.
Yeah.
That it could really go on your wall. It's just too expensive for normal people to do that.
Right.
But I'm building a TV studio, and I'm thinking of ways to, you know, make it look cooler and have news or something going, you know, going on the background. I mean, if you go to the Washington Press Club, have you ever been there, by the way?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's where a lot of the Washington Press events happen, and they have a bunch of old newspapers on the wall around it, and they're in bronzed they're famous front pages of newspapers, you know, War.
Man walks on the moon, Kennedy was shot, you know, VE Day.
Those kinds of things. And they have a whole bunch. So I want to have the front pages of the newspapers on my wall, you know, behind my little TV station. And and the Kindle is getting to the size now where you probably would even be able to tell that it's that, you know. So I don't know. I like the bigger size for doing a more of a traditional newspaper layout. Who is doing Cosmix is doing has a newspaper a custom newspaper layout system, you know, on screen that could be really useful for the new Kindle. It's funny, you know, I mean, all the naysayers, it's funny because in journalism school in 92 and 93, we used to have discussions about how the newspaper was going to someday be replaced by an electronic thing that you hold in your hands. And this finally
sounds like
really... And
that challenge is still out there. I mean, you know, so, yeah, I don't doubt that in the future, if we're still, like, have a civilization after all this shit's done with, you know, that when I'm riding on the subway, you know, I won't be reading something with paper. I already have the replacement now. You know, you don't get the stares. I had, you know, on an airplane, I had a Kindle and, you know, flying from San Francisco to New York, and nobody stared at it. It was, like, pretty commonplace. People are seeing the Kindles. You know, it's not like a, you know, an oddity or anything. So it's sort of starting to become, you know, but it hasn't taken off. It's not like Twitter or anything, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for a device, though, they've sold a few hundred thousand of them, supposedly, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing them all over the place, too. I see a lot more Kindles lately. A lot of geeks have them because it's a cool status thing to have in your office. So.
Yeah. So where are you traveling to?
Well, this week I'm going to Yossi Vardi's Kinternet in Washington, D.C., so that'll be this weekend will be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool. What is that like? Have you done that before?
I was at his camp in Kinternet, Israel, and now he's doing one with Jeff Pulver in D.C., and I thought I'd go see that and see some friends in D.C. this weekend.
Cool.
And then... the U.S. Navy is bringing me on an aircraft carrier later this month. That's going to be interesting.
Oh, that's right. That's this month. I opted out of that one.
Yeah.
I just didn't see myself sleeping on an aircraft carrier.
Well, I'll let you know how uncomfortable
it's totally
that is.
A global thing, for sure. And, you know, it's definitely. I mean, I'll enjoy it vicariously through your experience. You know, you bring Patrick with you?
No, they only let me bring me, nobody else, so.
No. You can just tell them that Dave canceled, so Patrick could go in my place.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Patrick doesn't like flying.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
Carrier,
yeah.
Probably totally freak him out.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be really his idea of a fun vacation.
No.
Cool. Hey, this is great. This is like I call these little bite-sized podcast things I like to do from time to time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love my Kindle. They fixed all the things I complained about the first one, so I'm happy.
Yep.
Great idea. Now it's a great device, and now I want to get my hands on the large one. But,
cool, yeah. All right.
Interesting, I complained about the first one, so they never invited me to the press event for the second.
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah.
I just got trashed in the MIT Technology Review by a guy. What?
I heard. I was just about to.
You heard already? You've heard already about this?
Oh, yeah. It's on Friend Feed.
I won't read it because I get the little vanity, I have the Google alert, right? So whenever my name shows up, it sends me right away. So I saw that, he calls me grumpy, and I go, oh, geez, here we go again, It's like, because there's nothing I can say, right? If I say, well, this, give him all, I mean, like, I've never even met this guy. I've offered to talk with him on the phone a dozen times. He doesn't ever want to do it. And he has no basis for having a personal opinion like that. And, it's all the more frustrating for me because this is the MIT Technology Review, and they've never reviewed my technology.
Yeah.
So this is their idea of a joke? I mean, that's why this is MIT. It's an engineering school. You'd think that first they would take a look and see what I had done from an engineering standpoint, but, no.
Yeah. Just a few things,
Well, I don't know. I'm willing to be judged on that basis. Maybe some other publications could, like Psychology Today, for example, but I doubt if they would offer an opinion without actually talking to me. Anyway, I would like somebody to say I'm gregarious. I'm just a hell of a nice guy, whatever.
I thought you were the biggest, the most hated guy on the internet.
Yeah, well, that I'll cop to. I'll take that one. Because when you go over the top like that, it gets everybody to laugh a little bit, which is a good thing, Yeah.
It all doesn't matter. So what were they writing? Were they writing about you just personally? And
No.
They were writing about newspapers.
Yeah, and the death of newspapers, and they needed a scapegoat, and they chose me and Clay Shirky, which is actually a pretty good company to be in,
Yeah.
You have to be blamed. You might as well be blamed along with somebody like Clay Shirky.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't realize I was that powerful, but apparently so.
that you can kill the whole newspaper industry just by yourself?
Actually, I think I dealt them I put it out for them on a silver platter. I said, let's gradually – go into this thing one step at a time. That's what RSS leveled the playing field. Said everybody plays in the same space. And so if you're better, it's going to be obvious, And there are lots of ways they're better. So whatever.
Yep. No, they have journalists.
Yeah, and it's like the LA Times had that wonderful piece of, where they figured out why there's 160 character limit on, SMS messages.
Yep.
I mean, that's the kind of reporting that, that went right to the top on my chart. I have this 40 ranking of the top 40 tweets, right? That has been at the top since, an hour after it came out. I mean, everybody goes apeshit. It's been so heavily passed around. So, that's great. Find out what people like and then do that, And it's not really all that complicated, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, today, by the way, today I had a fun conversation with the guys who are doing 3D memory chips. They're stacking 8 little memory chips on top of each other so they can get us 8 times more flash memory on our little iPhones. Pretty cool stuff. Yeah, it's amazing how small this stuff is getting and how they're interconnecting the chips that are stacked on top of each other. They're building little cities now. They're going up, because if you're going to keep Moore's Law alive, you can't put more transistors on in an inch anymore. So now you got to go.
Oh, you go vertical. I see.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's sort of obvious, isn't it? Yeah.
It's very obvious, and it's so small and so thin, that the new Kindles that'll come out in a year or whatever will have a lot more memory.
Yeah.
So.
Dave Jacobs. You know Dave, right? And today's, by the way, Dave's birthday. And he's like a gadget freak, and he follows all this stuff. And he says that in the next 6 months, before the end of the year, you're going to see a lot of new products coming out in, you know, handheld devices.
Yep.
You know, so.
Well, just in cell phones, we have the new iPhone coming that we haven't seen yet.
They swore to me at the AT&T store. You know, I bought a new iPhone on Saturday. Because the other one broke. They swore to me there's no new hardware coming. I said, no hardware. But you know different. You think there's new hardware.
Yeah.
Maybe we should introduce you to that guy.
I mean, if you're a salesman at retail level, why would you even talk about...
No.
You know
there's new hardware coming because I just bought old hardware.
Exactly.
It's a perfect sell signal, and of course, what did I do? I bought, you know. That's the way it goes.
Just because Steve Jobs or whoever's running Apple now hasn't gotten on stage and said there's new hardware coming. we know there's new hardware coming. It's just, when is new hardware coming?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Well, this is rapidly turning into a 40-minute podcast, you see. And, so tell me about the hardware then. What's the new Apple, what's the new iPhone hardware going to be like?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. You just know it's coming.
But I know what's been, you know, rumored or whatever, you know, that it'll have video and it'll be thinner and da-da-da-da.
A better camera, right? Much better camera.
Better camera. You know, and I wonder if this is all wishful thinking, but over at Quick, QIK.com, they have a Nokia N95 doing streaming HD, almost HD-style video, widescreen video, at much better resolution than anything I've seen before on a cell phone.
Wow.
And I keep wondering, when is the market going to realize that, you know, non-iPhones have some really good advantages to you know, doing video and pictures and stuff like that?
I'll tell you, I had to spend 20 minutes in the store, at the AT&T store, waiting because they were so busy, right? Everybody in that store was buying iPhones, okay? And I had seriously thought about, like, not buying an iPhone. And so I had 15, 20 minutes to look around the store and look at all the different choices that were there.
Yeah.
I never wavered for an instant. Never occurred to me that I should get anything but an iPhone.
No.
So they've got a pretty strong...
The first one that got me to waver is the Palm Pre. You know, we still haven't really been able to test it out. We've just seen, you know, 20 minutes of demo, which doesn't always tell you the
truth. I talked to somebody who's seen one today. Who was it? Oh, Roger McNamee has one.
Yeah.
If you want to see a Palm Pre, just go find Roger McNamee. He'll show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
and does he like it?
I heard about it secondhand, so I, you know, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you already talked to him.
No. I heard about it from somebody who had talked to him, who had actually seen it. That was Dave, my friend Dave Jacobs. You know, he saw, ran into Roger somewhere, I don't know where, but he showed it to him. Dave used to do the fetish column at Wired, so he really gets this stuff. It's the other way around. He had the fetish column because he really gets this stuff. I didn't want to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I was at the launch event in January, but it's one thing to see it for 20 minutes on a little demo kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
a whole
like
other
this,
thing to use it for weeks,
right.
You know.
That's like this Wolfram search engine thing, you know. It's like every demo that they give, they don't want anybody to sit down and use it, so, you know, can't really tell if it does anything.
The question for Palm, Apple is so far ahead with developers and who are building cool little apps that are really...
couldn't they zig to Apple's egg? Couldn't they say, like, okay, well, we'll let 9-inch nails get on here and, you know, basically anything goes
absolutely.
Here.
There's a lot of techniques they could use to get developers to build it for their platform as well. And a lot of the guy who runs software on Palm Pre was a guy who worked at Apple. So they know the iPhone very intimately. It's just that's the big question is, can they get enough developers to build enough apps in the first, you know, 3 months so that it feels cool like the iPhone? Because, you know, if the iPhone has 50,000 apps and the Palm Pre only has 50, Yeah. It just won't feel, you know, nobody else, people will stop talking about it. And I,
yeah, but I think there's a bit of backlash coming about the apps. It's like Rex Hammock wrote a thing the other day where he's talking about, do they have an app to get rid of all the apps that I never use?
That's true.
Yeah,
I have that app. It's called a new iPhone.
It doesn't work, unfortunately, because everything's all backed up. This iPhone is a total clone of the other one.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, he said it the right way. He said, is there an app for that? You know how they say in the ads, oh, well, you want to do this? Well, there's an app for that. They are so good at programming your mind. I mean, those guys get that stuff. You know?
Yep.
That's why I never wavered for a second. You know, I thing I love about my iPhone, and it really is basically one thing, it's a camera that communicates. To me, that's everything, you know. And the fact that I have it wired up to link that into my Twitter flow, and of course, obviously, to everything else that sort of latches into Twitter, to me, that is the cool thing about my iPhone, is that it's just connected up, you know, visually connected to everything that I'm connected to. And you know, it's not incredibly good at any of it, you know. The camera isn't that great. The user interface for uploading a picture isn't that great. The keyboard sucks. It's always correcting me by making me wrong, you know. But
yeah,
it's better than it works.
Well,
I love
it's
it.
Interesting that most when I fly now, I watch what people are using, and most people have BlackBerries. And it's because everybody is.
You don't fly on Virgin America then.
Well, there's still quite a few iPhones, right? But
yeah,
you know, there. In terms of the numbers, I would say 30% iPhones and the rest are BlackBerries, it seems like. Most business people have to be on email. And, you know, so they need to email.
Well, that's why I carry the netbook.
Yeah.
See, for me, the netbook is, it's the, you know, that's my BlackBerry. That's the equivalent of that for me. I could carry a BlackBerry, but I just carry the netbook, and that does everything. Plus, it runs my software. That's the most important thing to me. Is because I want to customize my workflow always. I need to be able to do that. And I'm always tinkering with the way I work, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, the iPhone would be a billion times more useful if they would just let me put the OPML editor on there and let me run my apps, you know. My apps, not their box, you know, because I would never develop for the iPhone. To me, that is too much like a lot. It is a lot to trucks. I mean, basically, they control the oxygen supply, and if they don't like what you're doing, then nothing happens. And I'm sure they wouldn't like what I'm doing.
Yeah, as Nine Inch Nails found out, right?
You know, what about porn? You know, I mean, that's legal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, think about all the opportunities there. None of them are getting explored. You know, maybe the Palm Pre can have that entire market because Steve Jobs is kind of like, you know, not into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's a really good note to end on. You know, that's the way we'll find out if anybody actually listened to it.
Well, I'm gonna Twitter that. Our podcast ended on a porn note.
Okay, cool. It'll be up in less than a minute, Scovel.
Yeah,
that's the way this works.
What are you using to do that? Blog Talk Radio? Or
you know, I'll comment. That's correct. I'm using Blog Talk Radio. I'll comment underneath the post that this thing generates.
Yeah.
Really, literally be up in less than a minute. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.